Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast. Thanks for joining me. This episode is brought to you by the Global Workspace Association. If you're listening to this before September 28th, 2016, head over to conference.globalworkspace.org and get your tickets for the 30th Annual Coworking Conference. The conference has an outstanding lineup of fresh speakers from all aspects of the industry. There is also a strong list of business building breakout sessions facilitated by industry experts who will help you elevate your game. And there's no better way to build relationships and get energized to innovate than going to an industry conference. Check out the details at conference.globalworkspace.org. And we have two sponsors for this episode. The first is DaVinci Virtual. They help entrepreneurs become something bigger. My two favorite services of theirs are the live answering service and live web chat hosting. You cannot afford to miss a call or a website chat from a potential member. And you should help your members have the same level of customer service by offering these services to them. Learn more at DaVinciVirtual.com. The second sponsor is OneSystems. They are the total solution for running your workspace, delivered by a single vendor. Serving over 410 locations and 40,000 people nationwide, they offer voice, data, Wi-Fi, door control, and software together in a tightly integrated online management system. Learn more at onesystems.com, and that's W-U-N-Systems.com. And now let's kick off this interview.
Thanks for joining us today for the Everything Coworking Podcast. Today, I'm talking with Rick Mulready, a social media marketing expert who focuses on helping entrepreneurs and small business owners grow strategically by using Facebook ads. Rick shares expertise with the world through his two podcasts, The Art of Paid Traffic and Inside Social Media. And I am a huge fan of Rick's content. I listen to his podcast, and he's often a guest on Amy Porterfield's podcast, so I get to hear his expertise there as well. And I was driving to work one day thinking about how I'd love to help shared workspace owners understand the potential of using Facebook ads to help grow their local businesses, which is essentially what every shared workspace is, when all of a sudden Rick mentioned that he was about to release a course focused on Facebook strategies for brick and mortar businesses. So as soon as I got home, I asked him, I sent him an email and asked him if he'd be a guest on the podcast. And he was gracious enough to share his time, which I know is precious right now because he just launched a new course and he's taking a really active role in supporting the students. And I happen to be one of those students. I'm super excited about being included in kind of the soft launch of his new course. So Rick, thank you for joining us today. I'm thrilled to have you and I'm excited to jump in.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Jamie.
So our listeners today are folks who own co-working spaces, shared workspaces. You're in San Diego. There are a few down there. Have you been in a co-working space before?
I have, and I'm not happy with it. If anybody's listening, I would love to see a better co-working space here in the San Diego area.
What's your dream space? Well, probably a podcasting studio.
Well, not necessarily, but like I want something that inspires me.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to one downtown that was okay, and it closed down, and then they sent everybody over to this one. It's actually walking distance to my apartment here.
Okay.
So I was all excited and I'd been in there before. So I decided to walk in there again and give it another try. And I walked in and I almost as quickly walked out because I was like, this is so sad in here just because I want to be inspired when I walk into a place. And so I found another one that is fairly close to my place as well. I like the feel of it. I like the vibe of it. The only problem is that the parking is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's got its pros and its cons. So I'm looking for, you know, if there's a good co-working space here in San Diego, I want to know about it.
Ping Rick on Twitter. Rick, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at Rick Mulready.
Okay. Ping him if you have a suggestion. Well,
please.
I can tell you at least in this, so the industry is growing really quickly. So the sort of modern version of it, which we call co-working, started in 2006, which is only 10 years ago. So this kind of version of the industry is new and folks are learning a lot about design and, you know, kind of what the market wants. And mm-hmm. so, and it's growing rapidly. So I would say if there's not a space that fits you right now, wait a month or two and there will probably be another space.
So I hope so, because I was really surprised that there wasn't more of an option here. You know, there's one in Little Italy, which is near me. I've been there too. And the parking is a pain in the butt. So it's like, I walked in there for a tour and I don't know if they listen to this, to the show, but it was not a good experience. Like walking in there as somebody who wanted a tour.
Yeah.
It just was not a very good experience. So San Diego being, it's a very much an entrepreneurial hotbed here.
Yep.
There's a lot of people here. I just figured that there'd be some better solutions.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we have some learning opportunities for other podcast episodes. Yeah. But okay, well, let's jump into what we're here to talk about today. So I think there's a bit of a myth out there that Facebook ads are for e-commerce sites or for online marketers and not so much for local businesses. So I'm not even sure they're like really on the radar screen for local space owners. So what is your position on that? You've got a course on it. Can local businesses have success with Facebook ads?
Yes, 100%. And I'm so glad that you positioned it that way, Jamie, and said that there's this myth out there, because that's so true. Local business owners, they look at Facebook ads and they think, oh, you have to kind of have an online business or an e-commerce store, like you mentioned, in order to be successful with Facebook ads. And that is just simply not true. The power of Facebook advertising is leveraging the data that Facebook has about its 1.6 plus billion users at this point. Now, granted, as a local business, we're not going to have access to all those people, of course, but Facebook has a lot of data about its users. And in addition to that, when you have sort of the base layer of targeting, if you will, of geographically targeting our local area. And so, for example, I would love to see a Facebook ad. If I'm a co-working space here in San Diego, or I'm looking for a co-working space, I should say, I would love to see an ad from a co-working space letting me know that, number one, that they exist, and number two, hey, we're running a special this month or something like that for, you know, come in and get, you know, 5 days for free, come try us, you know, something along those lines. You can get so targeted as a local business. Then it just comes down to what is the offer that you'd like to present to your target market. And you can get absolutely effective and targeted with Facebook ads.
Yeah. And talk about targeting. You know, I've been learning from listening to you, like targeting is really, really key. And you need to get, you know, folks in your space call it an avatar, which is sort of the descriptor of, I'll let you explain an avatar. Can you just give kind of a brief overview of how someone might think about an avatar in order to sort of get the right picture of the person in their head that they're targeting with their ad?
I know one of the biggest issues that I see with local businesses when it comes to targeting is that they think they know their target customer because they know their geographic region. They say, okay, I'm in such and such neighborhood or such and such town or such and such city, and I am serving this community. So it's a 10-mile radius, let's just say. And then they sort of leave it at that. But when it, for a local business, you've really got to get granular and really know who your exact target customer is. And that involves, what are your target customers interested in? What are their pain points? What are their challenges? What are you, you know, what are their hopes and dreams? What types of hobbies are they into? What do they watch on TV? What types of publications do they read? I mean, we're talking, you want to get is creating an avatar like we're talking about here. You want to find out as much information as you possibly can about your target audience. And if you have existing customers right now, talk to them. Just start asking them questions. Have conversations with them. You know, one of the best things that I did for my business, and granted, it's an online business that I have, but one of the best things I did for my business, and I don't know why I waited so long to do it, was last fall. So just under a year ago, I get on Skype with some of my ideal customers, people who had been with me for a little while, who I considered my ideal customers. And I just had a conversation with them. I started asking them, you know, why they became students of mine. What were some of the challenges that they were looking to solve? What's going on in their business? I learned so much about them. Not only does it help me in my targeting, but I'm sure we'll talk about here, you know, when it comes to writing our ads or the type of things that we want to say in, say, a video ad, I'm just using the language that my customers were telling me in our conversations. And so the more, getting back to the targeting, the more that we can know about a complete picture about our target customer, we can use that information when we're setting up our targeting for our Facebook ads.
Yeah. And it's so much more than, like you said, demographics. Like, it's like you need to be able to go have a beer with this person and know, like, they're a friend, right? Like, know all these things about them. And I think we get sort of nervous about talking to customers and reaching out to them and really getting to know them in that way. But people like it when you're interested, right? You like to feel like you're relevant to a business. So, yeah. So, like, sort of make it real. And you have some great case studies that you've been sharing on your podcast of other local businesses, not co-working spaces, but clearly local businesses who have tried Facebook ads and had some success. Can you give a couple of quick examples?
Yeah, sure. So two of the examples of case studies I've had on the podcast in the past few weeks, one of them, his name is David Brandt, and he's one of my students. He owns a business called Sips and Splatters. And these types of businesses have become more popular over the past couple of years, where they're basically art parties where you go in and you bring your group of friends and you can drink some wine and you paint and you just hang out and create cool paintings while you're drinking your favorite beverage. And he has got four locations in the Midwest, and he started doing some simple Facebook advertising because he was relying on his business. He was relying on Facebook marketing for much of his business a couple of years ago. And then Facebook went and changed the algorithm for businesses. You know, basically your Facebook fans were seeing at one time, like the post that you put out there, 60% of your fans were seeing it. And then that started to drop down. And now it's at like, you know, 2-4% if you're lucky. And that really ruined him. That really affected his business. So he decided that he needed to figure out some other way to leverage Facebook, because he knew it could be successful from the organic success that he was seeing. So he got into Facebook ads. And his real win is using video. And we're talking, grabs his iPhone, creates some simple little videos going around the business, showing people behind the scenes and what they can expect. I think his most expensive investment for creating those videos was like an iPhone stabilizer for like $260, but you buy it once and then he's using it for all his videos. And then he just uses, I think he said, like iMovie, and he puts some text in there and away he goes. And he's seeing ridiculous results with just these simple video ads. By the way, he's offering coupons on those video ads, I should say. So he's saying, all right, come in, you'll get $5 or $10 off when you come in. And his ROI was crazy great. Another example, you know, I bring up this example because it's another example of how the importance of thinking through what your sales funnel is, meaning what is the strategy that I need to use or I need to try out for my Facebook ads? Because in order for someone to say, come in and sign up for my co-working space, what are all the steps that need to happen in order for that to take place? And so one of my other guests on the show, his name's Adam Sand, and he co-owns a roofing company in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And as you know, I mean, replacing a roof on a house is very expensive. I think he said that roofs ranged for his business between $6,000 and $40,000. And so he is amazing. I'm just sitting back here just smiling, doing amazingly well with his Facebook ads, selling roofs for his business. In 3 months, he increased his business by 40%. Just by running Facebook advertising. He was able to quit his day job because he was a partner as a co-owner in this roofing business. He was able to quit his day job to focus full time on the roofing business. And the strategy for them was, obviously, someone's not going to just go and say, okay, I want to hire you to do my roof. You know, people are doing research. They need to trust you. They need to see you as an authority. So he was providing content to people from his Facebook ad. So he had, when people clicked on the Facebook ad, he was doing like a quick guide giveaway. So he was giving free information away and then leading people down a sales funnel to ultimately booking a time for an estimate with them. And so just a couple of different strategies that you can use Facebook ads to grow your business. And as you can see here, these are local businesses who are doing extremely well.
I love those examples. I think the roofer in particular, because it's so unexpected, you know, you think who's thinking about roofing on Facebook, but to your point, you know, you're in the market for a roof, then, you know, and the content marketing strategy, I think that's the other really important piece. And that was kind of the module you kicked off the course with yesterday. And I was furiously scribbling notes, is you have to think very carefully about what you're trying to accomplish. You know, just generating awareness is kind of not the right strategy anymore. You want to really, I think for shared spaces, you want to probably, you know, do some sort of content that gets them interested, maybe an offer like the example that you suggested, mm-hmm. or interesting content for an entrepreneur or a local entrepreneur, to get them opted in to your list. And then you could send them offers or retarget them, or, and eventually you want to drive them to coming in for a tour. And then you want them to have a really fantastic experience on that tour, which is a whole, can't be solved with Facebook ads.
But. Right. I mean, you can let them know, like, let's just say there are bars or restaurants or businesses around the co-working space. I mean, heck, you could have reviews of these local businesses on your site, for example. I love how you said that. It's what kind of resources are going to be helpful to entrepreneurs who might be working there. And that, you know, it's going to be outside of the scope necessarily of a co-working space per se. It could be all different types of content, like tools that you could be using in your business to automate things, for example. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, just thinking along those lines. But yes, I mean, as a co-working space, I would definitely be thinking first and foremost, like letting people know that you're there, but offering some sort of a, you know, a special to get them into the door in addition to some sort of content strategy.
Yeah, makes total sense. So in terms of the ingredients to Facebook ads, so first, you have to kind of understand how Facebook works and how to run ads. For somebody who's thinking about getting started and experimenting, how should they think about like copy, video, images? Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the example of the...
Oh, Sips and Splatters.
Yes, yep. You know, just kind of bought a tool to make his iPhone, you know, the right tripod, and he kind of went to town and did it himself. Yep. Do you kind of advocate like getting started on sort of a DIY approach, or, you know, how do people think about getting the resources, the ingredients to the ads?
Sure. I mean, that's the cool thing about Facebook ads is that, you know, the barrier to entry is very small, you know, and especially when it comes to local businesses, they think that, oh, if I'm going to do a video ad, I need to hire some big production crew to do that. Yeah. And I don't have the budget to do that. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's just simply not true. I mean, all of it, like I mentioned before, like David at Sips and Splatters is doing, he grabs his iPhone and away he goes. The cameras in them are amazing these days. So grab your phone and start recording. You know, if you want to grab like a simple lavalier mic or something that you can just pin on to your shirt, I mean, you can get it for like $20 on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So again, that barrier to entry is not very big. I would say first and foremost, before you even start thinking about that, is you do need to think about everything we were just talking about. What is the strategy that you're going to put into place to test out? And I keep saying test out because there's no right or wrong on one strategy. You've just got to test different things to see what works. So once you're clear on, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run a Facebook ad to this discount offer. This discount offer is going to take them. They have to enter their email address in there. So we're going to give them the discount offer. We're going to get their email address. Then we're going to follow up with them with some email and make sure that we're trying to get them into our location to come for a tour, to schedule a tour. Maybe we might even ask them for their phone number so we can follow up with them, mm-hmm. just to make sure that we do get that. You know, it's those things that most people, they get caught up with, holy cow, I'm going to run some Facebook ads. They immediately go to, you know, writing that ad copy or, you know, that sort of thing. It's be really clear on what the strategy is and what the offer is going to be. And once you figure that out, then you can figure out what that messaging is. And when I say messaging is what's the, like, not only in addition to obviously the ad copy, like what are you going to write or say in the ad is how am I going to deliver this ad? Is it going to be video? Is it going to be, you know, an image ad? You know, so I think that's what the priority is first. What am I trying to accomplish and how am I going to get there? And then you can start to figure out, okay, cool. Now I have an idea of what I'm going to try out. I think a video ad might do really, really well. And I keep going back to video ad because video is huge on Facebook. Over 100 million hours of video are being consumed on Facebook every single day. I mean, that's crazy. Staggering. Yeah. So that, you know, video gets higher play in the newsfeed. Video ads are doing extremely well on Facebook. Facebook is iterating video really, really quickly on the platform. So it's a great opportunity. So you just start being kind of creative in how you think about it. Like, could you give a tour about, you know, through the space? Could you get some testimonials from some of your members, some feedback, focusing on the highlights of the space, that sort of thing? Give people a quick little video about what they can expect and how great the space is. and that can perform extremely well. Not to say that an image ad isn't going to perform well also. It's just a matter of testing. But I think the important thing is first is get that strategy down, figure out how you're going to approach it, what is the offer that you're going to put forth, and then sort of what's the messaging and the vehicle for how you're going to get that message or how you're going to market to your audience on Facebook there.
Totally makes sense. I think we jump to being afraid of, oh my God, how do I do video? And don't worry enough about the upfront strategy, which is really the make or break piece of it. And I love your suggestions for some of the content, because I think there are some really natural fits for video with co-working spaces, like the examples that you mentioned.
Yeah, because you could do things like interview your members and find out why they joined, you know, your space. And use those things in your video. You know what I mean? So for example, the space that I did like here in San Diego, I liked how light it was. I can see the water from the space. It had a cool vibe in there. I mean, there was a coffee, like a coffee bar in like every room in that place. I mean, show those things off. You know, that's what I would want to see. So, you know, the more that, again, this goes back to knowing your target customer. And for, you know, for a co-working space with members, all you have to do is just speak to them, find out why they chose that space. And those are the things that you could highlight in your ads.
You could also use it as a vehicle to highlight local entrepreneurs, which I think could be interesting depending on, you know, the market. Because
absolutely,
say you're a member and, you know, you're sort of a public figure and, you know, do an interview and people might be curious about, oh, who works in the space? Because part of the value of the co-working space, besides sort of part of the inspirational component, is the community of people that work there.
Sure.
Yeah. And so it's easy to pull that out in video, whereas it can be more challenging to do that in a photo, but there's lots of opportunity there. So if a local business owner wants to experiment with Facebook ads, kind of what are your favorite resources to help them get started? Besides your podcast, of course. And I highly recommend, we will link to Rick's podcast in the show notes. Like, the content that you give away is just, there's some people who do some really great podcasts, and yours is just like very sort of how to, very focused on, you know, helping people actually take action. And I love that.
Cool. I appreciate that. Well, yeah, I mean, as far as resources go, for sure. I mean, the podcast is a great place to start, as The Art of Paid Traffic. But, you know, what I don't recommend is someone just kind of jump into the ads platform on Facebook and start to kind of fish their way around. Mm-hmm. I do recommend that you, whether it's, you know, buy a training course, whether it's you watch some videos on YouTube, whatever it is, at least educate yourself a little bit so that you know what you're doing. And I don't mean like know what you're doing like you're an expert, but just make yourself dangerous a little bit.
Right.
You know, and because that is what's going to kind of, you know, one of the biggest fears, obviously, is, well, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm going to lose a bunch of money. Well, if you don't know what you're doing, you can lose money on Facebook. Yeah. So educate yourself as just a little bit so that you at least know what you're doing when you go in there. So I don't recommend that you go in there and just start like, all right, clicking around and seeing what this does and what that does. Educate yourself a little bit, whether, you know, there's plenty of great courses out there. There's videos on YouTube that you can go through. You know, I do put out a lot of content on it, like how to type of stuff. And so however you can get your hands on some training, whether it's free or paid, highly recommend you going that route before jumping in there and starting to click around.
Yep, totally makes sense. And Rick has a great post on his site right now, how to grow a local business with Facebook ads, and talks in detail about some of the topics we've hit on here, like targeting, gets it a little more into location targeting, offers, and lots more detail. So definitely check that out. And again, we'll link that in the show notes. If somebody doesn't want to figure this out on their own, what are some good options for outsourcing?
Yeah, it's a great question, because a lot of local business owners, they're like, you know what, look, we want to do Facebook ads, but just don't, I'm wearing, you know, 16 different hats in the business and I don't have time to do Facebook ads. Totally get that. However, my recommendation still is to, it's kind of the same answer as my previous answer to that question, is learn a little bit. You know, at least get a little bit dangerous. I mean, I say dangerous, just know a little bit about what you're doing. You know, maybe run a few Facebook ads yourself and just kind of get the hang of it. But you still have that intention of outsourcing it from there. And I, the reason I say this is because I see this time and time again, where small business owners, local business owners, entrepreneurs alike, they decide they want to outsource it right away, but yet they have no idea like what they're doing themselves with Facebook ads. And so they have no idea what the person that they're hiring, they don't know if they're actually getting them, you know, how well they're doing. They don't know how to look up and read the stats. They're just kind of flying blindly. And I've heard too many horror stories where, you know, these local businesses have been taken advantage of by, you know, people running Facebook ads and not getting any results. And thousands of dollars later, you know, they're kind of stuck. And so, you know, one of my students who is a local jewelry shop owner here in San Diego, and she creates custom engagement rings. That exact thing happened to her, where she hired somebody, 6 months went by, she was paying all this money, not getting any results. She didn't know what she was doing with Facebook ads, so she couldn't, like, you know, there was no kind of checks and balances.
Yeah,
like,
no way for her to evaluate.
Yeah, exactly. And so she took one of my courses, and then, you know, after learning, she's like, oh, okay, now I get this. And she ran some ads herself and did extremely well. And this is selling, again, this is talking about roofs before. This is selling custom engagement rings, which are obviously several thousand dollars. Mm-hmm. And so she did extremely well. But her intention, even with taking the course, was, mm-hmm. all right, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to run some myself. I want to educate myself. But my intention is to outsource it again. And so that is my recommendation. Regardless of however you learn, I do recommend educate yourself so that you do understand a little bit and then have the intention of outsourcing it.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. I had a similar experience myself, which is that I was kind of in a hurry and wanted to try some ads. And then I got into it and was like, I don't know how to evaluate whether this is good or not. Does she really understand my target? Have we, you know, and so that's why I was like, I'm going to take your course and learn the basics and make sure I have my ducks in a row in terms mm-hmm. of strategy and sales funnel and get that right. And then if I want to offload kind of the, you know, technical ongoing stuff, then I can do that. So
cool.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate all of your sharing today, the case studies, the ideas around what shared space owners might do in Facebook. Hopefully this is inspiring and opening folks' minds to the possibilities of what Facebook ads can do. They're also measurable. I think, you know, some of us are trying to figure out, like, how do you allocate your marketing budget, you know, and how do you tell if it's working? And when it comes to Facebook ads, if you set up your funnel correctly and you're measuring the right things, you can tell what your ROI is really easily. So it's a great tool to experiment with.
Absolutely. I was just talking to one of my coaching students today, and she runs ads for local businesses in her area. And one of her clients is a chiropractor. And he runs ads in the newspaper. He runs ads on the radio, you know, all these different types of local advertising. And, you know, he's more sophisticated in the sense of he is able to track each one of those, you know, ad strategies down to, okay, I know that this person came in from newspaper or radio, which is really smart, which is not what a lot of local businesses do. But what I encouraged her to try to figure out is, okay, what is her cost per lead that it's costing to get a customer from a newspaper, and then try to figure that out also from her Facebook ads.
Yep.
And to your point, Jamie, it's very easy to put an ROI against what you're spending on your Facebook ads because the metrics are so good. And so, yes, I mean, that's another beautiful thing about Facebook advertising is that it's very measurable. And when it comes down to local advertising, like, you know, a billboard or a radio, it's oftentimes hard to figure out what that ROI is, where Facebook ads are very measurable.
Yep, I love it. Okay, thank you for all your thoughts. To find out more from Rick, he has tons of content on his blog and the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Find him at rickmulready.com. And he is, so I'm in the soft launch of his FB Advantage local version for brick and mortar businesses. Now, it sounds like, Rick, you'll be reopening your course probably in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to get on a list to get a notification when that comes out, I am setting up a landing page at everythingcoworking.com/Rick, and you can drop in your email and I will let you know when that's back in business and I can share a little bit more about my experience once I've been through the full course. So thanks for joining us today. Thank you again, Rick. We really appreciate it and look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.